الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, beloved elders and brothers, we had been discussing friendship and incidents in the light of the Quran Pak and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had mentioned the incident of Uqba ibn Abi Rabi, who was destroyed because of his friendship. And we also had mentioned that incident of Ali radiallahu anhu, where he mentioned two people that were friends. One was two Muslims, mu'mins of each, friendly towards each other, and one was two kafirs that were friendly towards each other. And what was their consequences? So you understand the light of the Quran Pak that we should be very careful as to who we take as our friends and our intimate associates. Allah Ta'ala tells us in many ayat of the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدٍ. Do not take, O you believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians as your close and intimate friends and your close associates. بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدٍ. They are friends of each other. They are close friends of each other. They are not your friends. And وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whomsoever befriends them, he will be regarded from amongst them. Such a serious warning given here. Further, Allah Ta'ala tells us that your friends, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Your friends are Allah and His Rasul and those people that establish Salat and give Zakat, and they are bowing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whomsoever befriends Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, then he has befriended the group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jamaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the one that will be prosperous, they are the one that will be successful. Similarly, we are told, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That the believers should not befriend the kafirs, living aside the believers. In other words, they should not have an intimate friendship with the non-Muslims and with the kuffar. If you go to see, when a person befriends a non-Muslim and he begins to love him and adore him, then ultimately he begins to follow him. He becomes impressed with him and he begins to follow him. His ideals become his ideals, his morals become his morals, his way of life and culture becomes a culture and way of life of the Muslimin. And those things that are absolutely prohibited in Islam now do not seem so. Why? Because he's befriending his friends, or his circles are friends of such, his circles of friends are such that they indulge in these activities openly. And they don't bat an eyelid when it comes to these haram activities. And the mu'min is with them all the time. He wants to keep up the pace with the friends of the non-Muslims. And he also begins to belittle these things and regard them as insignificant, ma'azallah. And sometimes his belief entirely changes, that these things are, which were prohibited in the Quran and Hadith, now seem very small to him and seem very little to him and insignificant. And he also begins to perpetrate these things. Allah forbid, sometimes he begins to regard these things as absolutely halal and absolutely permissible. So the Quran Pak has on numerous occasions shown us and told us not to befriend friends, those people that are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَعْرِدْ أَمَّنْ تَوَلَّ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Turn yourself away from those people that who we have made unmindful of our remembrance, and their only intention or their object of living is the dunya only. They want the dunyawi benefits, they're not concerned about the akhirat and about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead, you should follow those people. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْكَ. Follow the path of those people that turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their concern and their prime concern is the akhirat. You should follow those people. Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with the pious people, with the truthful people. Here we find the Quran exhorts us to adopt the company of people that are pious, that are God-fearing, that are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience. And Allah Ta'ala told us in the Quran verse that we mentioned, Al-akhillah yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. That friends will be enemies to each other on the day of judgment, except those people that are pious. Those people that were pious and loved each other for the sake of Allah, their friendship was based on piety, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will not be enemies. In fact, they will help each other. They will intercede for each other. It will be told, person of Jannati will be told to intercede on his friends, then he'll intercede on behalf of his pious friends on the day of judgment. They will be an asset for us. And if you love a person only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's mentioned that Allah ta'ala will grant those two people the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade. For that person who loves a person only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why love for the ulama kiram, love for the mashayikh, love for those people that are pious, love for people that do the work of deen, etc. Person has loved with them, inshallah it is hope that he will be resurrected with them. Al mar'u ma'a man ahab. Surah Al-Asam tells us a person will be with those people that he loves. He cherishes love for them. He has attachment and affection in his heart for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will resurrect that person with that person that he loves. So we should try and love those people that are the friends of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that are obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people should be our friends. And when those people are our friends, then they will be assets for us in this world, and they will be assets for us in the hereafter as well. It's mentioned that on one occasion, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that who should we befriend? What are the qualities and attributes that we should look in that person before we befriend him? Rasulullah told him that man zakkarakum billahi ru'yatuhu. The person, when you look at him, it reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at him, it reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the person that you should befriend. Now we can judge for ourselves how many of our friends remind us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you look at them, the way they look, the way they dress, etc., the way they behave. Does it remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do they remind us of something else and somebody else? And man zada fi ilmikum mantiquhu, that person when he speaks, then your knowledge is increased. When you sit in his company and you sit in his majlis and gathering and he speaks and he delivers a speech or he discusses with you, then what happens? Your knowledge is increased. What is meant? The knowledge of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge of the Akhirah, the knowledge of Deen is increased, because this is the real knowledge. And man dhakkarakum bil akhirati amaluhu. And if you look at his actions and his lifestyle and his actions, then they remind you about the Akhirat. They remind you about the Akhirat. That is the person that you should be befriending. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that you should not befriend, do not have the companionship except of a person that's a mu'min, that has iman. La tushayib illa mu'min. That person that has iman. And that person should only devour your wealth or your property. Illa taqiyun. La ya'kulu maluka wa la ta'amuka illa taqiyun. Aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only a pious person, he must partake of the meals by you. He must partake of your food. Otherwise, when a pious person comes and you call him, then you will get the companionship of a pious person. You will get the companionship of a person that is pious. And his companionship, inshallah, will rub onto you, and you will also become pious. Person sits in the gathering of a person that's pious, then we find that naturally and automatically that person also begins to tend towards piety, tends towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit in the company of a person that has many properties after the dunya, and he begins to talk about this one and that one and foreign certain offshore investment and certain property in Dubai and certain one day. When you leave, what happens? You also feel belittled and deprived that I have nothing. This person has so much. You are affected by the sohbat and company of a person that you sit with. That is why it's very, very important that we have good companionship, ourselves, our children, our wives. Mashaykh mentioned that when your child reaches the age of puberty, it is very, very important to see who his friends are. That will assist you in determining his character and his focus and his mindset when you see the friends that he has. If he adopts those people that are his friends, that are away from deen, then something to fear. Get them close to you and see that this person stays the path of piety. Yes, if you adopt the friends of the companions of those people that are calling towards Allah and His Rasul, whether they are the mashayikh, whether they are the ulama kiram, whether they are the people that go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah it's hope that this person, through this good companionship, inshallah he will remain upon the path of piety. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighani hubbak. O kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those people that love you. Hubba man yuhibbuk. I want to love that person that loves you. In other words, a pious person. I want to have the love of a pious person, the person that loves you. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tells us, Allahumma arzuqni hubbaka wa hubba man yanfa'uni hubba wa indak. O Allah, grant me your love and grant me the love of that person whose love will be beneficial by you. In your court, in your eyes, that love will be beneficial. In other words, the love of a pious person, that will be the love that is beneficial. Court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you love a person that is pious. And that person will help a person in this world as well as the hereafter. On the contrary, you find people, you find deceptive type of friends as well, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought refuge of in the hadith. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khalidin makirin. O Allah, I seek your refuge from that friend that is deceptive. That friend that is deceptive, he acts like a friend. Aynahu yarani, his eyes see me. It seems that he adoring me, he adores me, he loves me. Wal qalbhu yarani, but his heart is tearing me apart. His heart is there to run me down. His heart is there. He doesn't have love in his heart for me. Outwardly, he's looking at me, he accompanies me, but he has no love in his heart. إِذَا رَآ حَسَنَةً دَفَنَهَا. When he sees any good trait and good characteristic of good action, he buries it. He doesn't even mention it to anyone. And وَإِذَا رَآ سَيِّئَةً أَزَاعَهَا. And when he sees an evil trait, then he begins to spread that. He begins to spread it and he begins to announce it in the people, that evil trait that he sees in me. This is the friend that is a deceptive friend. Outwardly, he seems to be our friend, but he's not our friend. And we should remember, especially in this day and time, that all that glitters is not gold. That person that keeps smiling with you does not mean that he's your friend. He's your friend. Yes, you should smile with him and have a good countenance with every mu'min and every Muslim brother. But it doesn't mean now that he's your bosom friend, he's your intimate friend now, you have to follow him. No. When it comes to friendship, we should choose and look. Who is this person? What is his beliefs, firstly? What is his belief, especially in this day and age? People speak about the deen of Allah, but they call you away from the deen of Allah in the form of erroneous beliefs like the Shias, etc. Very beautiful words to attract you. But if you look deep down, we find that their allegiance is not to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's to something else and somebody else, and their beliefs are different. So we should choose our friends, and we should be very meticulous and particular about our friends. Firstly, we should check their beliefs. What are their beliefs? Then we should check their virtues. Is there any virtue in this person, or is there vices in this person? Look at his character, look at his ways, way of life, etc. And look at his objects. What is his object? Obedience of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or is only the dunya? Then only we should choose our friends. Not every person that smiles a person and you make him his friend. Reminds me of an incident Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah had mentioned about the elderly person. It's very, very common, especially for our youth. That person used to come, youngster used to come very late at night. And the father used to ask him, what is the problem? He says, no, Papa, I have a very good friend. I have a very good friend. I sit with him and I talk with him. Very, very common in our society. Person comes home 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock is his friends. And you ask about his friends, he has good words about his friends. A very good person. Very nice person. I talk to him. Father was astonished and surprised. In this age and era also, you get good friends. I didn't know that. Anyway, I'd like to see your friend. So he says the next night he arranged with his son to go to the house of his friend. And he deliberately delayed this visit to attest his friend. Finally, they got to the residence of the friend of his son, and that person, he tapped onto the door, tapped a number of times, and thereafter this person called out, who is there? He told him, gave him his name. After many times giving his name, this person comes down and told him, sorry, man, I had a very late night, and I'm quite drowsy, you know, I don't have much time, excuse me, man, I won't be able to entertain you now, and he closed the door on his friend. And this person used to tell his father, he's such a good friend, is to tell me that I will shed my blood. Where your perspiration drops, there my blood will come. Otherwise, I'll make sacrifices for you, and I'm so committed to your friendship. Father told him, see, this is your friend, not even prepared to speak to you. Let me go and see one of my friends. I have an old friend here in this locality. I haven't met him for years. Let me go and see him. Let's go and visit him so that I can show you my friends as well. He went there and tapped on the door. He says, immediately when this person called out his friend's name, he recognized him. He didn't have to repeat his name like that youngster who used to meet his friend every day. But in order for him to recognize him, he had to repeat his name. Thereafter, this person came down and opened the door. When he opened the door, what did he see? He sees his friend. On his head is a container, and in his one hand is a bag, and the other hand he has a stick. He asks him, what is the spectacle? What is the scenery? He says, no, I thought to myself, you are my old, sincere friend, and you have come to me after so many years. Perhaps you are hungry. Perhaps you are hungry. Hunger has brought you to my door. So in this container, I had some food for you. Then it struck me that, no, maybe you are in financial difficulties, and maybe you owe somebody some money and you are hard-pressed. You have come to me for assistance. I have brought this bag here. It's full of money. Then I thought to myself, no, there may be some enemy that may be chasing you, and you may be in danger of your life. Then I brought the stick here. Though I am an old man, but at least I will be able to strike that enemy of yours a few times. told him, no, Jazakallah, I'm not hungry, nor am I in need of money, nor am I the enemy, any enemy pursuing me. But he says that I just came to show this youngster, the son of mine, my friends. This is my friends. He told him, this is my friend. See, my friend, I met him after so many years, and he comes to my rescue here to save me. So this is the true friendship, a person that helps a person in his deen, helps him in his dunya, and is sincere. Another incident is mentioned about a pious person who went and tapped the door of another pious person. They were friendly with each other, and he asked him for 500 rupees. This person gave him the 500 rupees, and thereafter he went back, sat down, and began to cry and weep. The wife was there, and we all know sometimes the wife becomes very blunt and informal. She says whatever she wants, whenever she wants, in whatever way she wants. So she mentioned to this person, now you are sitting and crying. There you were very brave, gave the man 500 rupees with a smile, and now you are sitting and crying over it. She says, no, I'm not crying about that. I'm crying for this reason, that if on the day of judgment I am asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how is it that this friend of yours, you did not determine and establish his need, he had to come to you to express his need on the day of judgment. If I'm questioned, what a friend were you, which kind of a friend were you, that this person was in need, you did not even establish his need, he had to come and tap your door and give you this. And you had to thereafter fulfill his need. That is why I'm crying, what reply would I have in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So friends of that type that are prepared to help a person, in his primarily in his deen, and also in his dunya, obviously, person helps that person sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sincere friend also comes to the rescue. That's why a friend in need is a friend indeed. Person that is with the need, that person comes forward to give his friend. And especially a pious person, under any pretext, a person gets into the companionship of a pious person. A very striking incident also mentioned, Hazrat Ji, Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah also mentions it. He also says this from Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Very striking incident to show that a pious person, if you have friendship with him, as I mentioned, a pious person is from the mashayikh, from the ulama-i kiram, the person that is dindar, person that is doing deeni work, etc., and you are his friend, inshallah, on the day of judgment, in the akhirat also, he will intercede for you and assist you. His friendship will not go in vain. Mentioned a very striking incident of a person who was a person who used to steal the coffins or the cloth of the coffins when after people used to pass away. There was a very pious person who knew about this person. He called him and he feared that he would come and attack him and take away his coffin as well. So he called him and told him, "Bhai, I'm very sick, I may pass away soon, but I don't want you to come and take my coffin away in the grave. What you should do is, we don't hear of this here, alhamdulillah, but in many countries this thing is common where people go and steal the coffin and thereafter sell it. Allah Pak save us from such circumstances and such situations." He mentioned, he told him, "What do you sell the coffin for?" He said, "For 10 rupees. He said, "Here is it, 20 rupees, but don't come to my grave." But we all know, Allah Pak save us, that bad habits don't just fade away like that till a person's islah and information is not made. He mentioned that this person passed away from the sickness was fatal. He passed away, and when he went into the grave, this person had come there also and tried to take away his coffin. It was a karamat of this person who was so pious that he perceived that, and he held this person's hand when he was there taking away his coffin. And that person, out of shock, lost his life, and he passed away right there. It mentioned that one of the murids of this pious person saw him in his dream, and he told him that this person had come for a certain purpose here, and this is what had transpired, and now I want you to come and take his body out and have him buried. He says, what will happen to him on the day of judgment? What will happen to him further? He says, since his hand has come into my hand, I will intercede for him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the pretext of the hand coming there. But what does this pious person say? Inshallah, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment, to show that the companionship of the pious person will not be in vain. Will not be in vain. It's mentioned that the people, after they are given entry to paradise, some of them will be told that intercede on behalf of your friends. And those people that were friends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, they will intercede. And their friendship will assist them even in the hereafter. And we find, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned the different types or different reasons, or what are the basis for a person to make friends, and what are the rights of the people. What are the rights of one friend over another friend? Inshallah, we'll continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. But we should be very, very mindful regarding not only ourselves, but regarding our children, our womb folk, etc., especially in this day and age, to see that they have the right companionship and the right friends that are assisting them towards the path of piety, that they are taking them towards the path of the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why it's very essential that we go and frequent such gatherings where piety is being dispensed, where hidayat is being dispensed, where the teachings of deen are being dispensed, so that we become affected by that companionship or the people that are sitting there, and we abstain from those places and places where we find that the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. that friendship also encompasses companionship. What is friendship? It's the companionship of a person. So that is why to go to the company, to the environment, to an atmosphere where there is good, that will be beneficial. And similarly, to go to an environment, atmosphere where there is evil, this will be detrimental and harmful to us. And today, especially with the advancements of technology and science, we find that sometimes a person has no friends. He has a cell phone as a friend. He has a computer as a friend. And this is such a destructive friend, the silent killer that takes a person towards the path of destruction and towards the path that we cannot even imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we will continue. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.